Yesterday, CEO James Herbert was the keynote speaker at the Economic Club luncheon. And he was kind enough to set aside some time for us this morning. Mr. Herbert, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. For folks who aren't sure, tell us what Neogen does and how many people you employ.
Sure. Neogen is in the business of developing solutions for food and animal safety. So to go that just a step further, here in Lansing, we develop, manufacture, and distribute around the world diagnostic test kits that are used to be able to detect harmful residues in food. Things like the bacteria that you hear about, salmonella and E. coli, and things like toxins and or drug residues that might be in food. And we're also the new areas of food allergens and trying to help mostly the processors and producers of food make certain that the food that they produce and sell to the marketplace is safe to eat. Worldwide, we have about 750 employees. Lansing is our largest home base for the company, and our largest group of employees, about 350 here, Tony.
Tell us about the origins of Neogen.
Well, we'll soon be 30 years old. We started here with the Michigan State University Foundation. A friend of mine, former CEO at Dow Chemical, and myself started the business in June 1982, so we're about to be 30 years old. The whole idea at the time was to see what was we could foresee, we thought, what was going to happen with the issues related to food safety, and as a consequence, saw that that was an opportunity. And it was also a time when biotechnology was just beginning to get its wings, and we knew that the tools of biotechnology they would allow us to develop new products to make food safer. So that was our meager origin with the two used desk and an office space and myself and a secretary and a lot of great ideas. And, of course, the real story is that we added a lot of smart people along the way who've helped the company to grow.
Why did you decide to be based in Lansing?
Well, at the time, the Michigan State, of course, was one of the early founders, and they were one of the proponents of trying to get a program like this going, and Ted Doan from the Dow organization lived in Midland, so I was the only import to the state. But in retrospect, it was a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. We came to the state of Michigan when 1982 we had employment problems and economy problems here then too, and not to the degree we do today, but we were welcomed with sort of open arms as somebody who was bringing new jobs and new ideas and new technology to the state. And along the way, well, we made sure that we asked for help, and each time we asked for help, we over-received it, whether it was from the state, whether it was from the local community or whoever. So this community has been very, very supportive in what we've done in building this business and deserve a lot of credit for that.
You know, it's interesting, Mr. Herbert, how Neogen has moved into a lot of buildings. I know you have a lot of offices and buildings over near Eastern High School, but you've moved into buildings that maybe some people would have avoided. They weren't modern. What made you make that decision?
Well, we made the decision from a necessity standpoint. Well, the first one, we didn't have a lot of money, and we wanted to have a place where we could put all our people together, and we thought that we needed to invest our money in manpower, brain power, not in bricks and mortar. So we developed the thought that maybe we could find a school that would work well. And there's a lot of things about schools that make for good opportunities. One, they got plenty of plumbing, and they usually got big rooms that you can subdivide and do things with. So we bought the old Oak Park School and developed that, and it worked out very well. And so after that, we said, well, nobody likes these old buildings. We'll just expand by picking up the old buildings we have, and it's been great. We had there's sort of a little story that goes with one that happens to carry my name that's located on Shiawassee. I talked to the board about mine, and they saw the pictures, and they said, you know, why in the world would you want to buy an old wreck like that? The windows were out of it, And it looked like a mess. And I said, well, you know, I think I'll just buy it myself. And they said, no. If you're going to buy it, we'll just let the company buy it. But we're no one thing. Regardless of whether it turns out good or bad, we're going to put your name on the front of it.
We've been talking with Neogen, CEO and chairman of the board for Neogen. We appreciate your time, sir. Look forward to the opportunity again. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Tony.